So the basic halakha of Lashon Hara is you're not allowed to say something derogatory about someone else. What about if the intent isn't clear? If you can say, if you say something that could be understood one way, could be understood another way. Mm-hmm. The example that's brought is, let me get the words right. In Reb Shloimeh's house, mm-hmm. something's always cooking on the stove. Could be. It's a very generous family. They're always prepared for guests. Yeah. Could be.
They're overcooking everything.
They're gluttons, right? There's never enough food for them. Third possibility is it's intended metaphorically, right? Like there's always some intrigue going on in that house, right?
Not food.
So, in that case, it is not outright forbidden to say it. The permission is if you say it in the presence of the person who you're saying it about, because then clearly you're not intending to spread
malicious rumors.
Evil information or derogatory information about that person, otherwise you wouldn't say it with that person around. The other permissible situation is if you say it with to three people, three people present at the same time. If you're saying it to a group of three other people, you have no expectation that it's not going to get back to the person about whom it's said. So there is no expectation of confidentiality. Therefore, in an ambiguous situation of an ambiguous utterance, either of those two circumstances, the presence of the person about whom the comment is said, or the presence of three people that break the expectation of confidentiality, that's enough to push the interpretation from ambiguous and possibly derogatory, and therefore it should not be said, to no. That if there are two possible interpretations, in these cases, it's we know it's not intended as derogatory because either the other two situations are present, namely the person who is
the
subject of, that's right, the object of the utterance is there, or it'll get back to that person. Stop here.
Rabbi Fanina.